Tanglewood is a name that's recognized around the world. Just about every time we interview a conductor or musician, they mention the venue's reputation and cachet.
That just doesn't happen by accident. There's a hardworking team of professionals that keeps Tanglewood on the lips of both audience members and performers.
And why not this year especially? Because of their 75th anniversary season, it gets underway tonight. To give us a State of the Tanglewood report, we welcome back our good friend Mark Volpe, the managing director of the BSO. Mark, it's always a great pleasure to have you invite us here. We thank you very much for your friendship, and it's a delight to have you before our microphones.
I've heard a rumor that on this anniversary you'll be doing a clarinet solo here at the with the orchestra.
It's scheduled for September 14th after everyone's gone.
I'll just going to be you on the lawn?
It'll be me on the lawn with a reed that probably comes from 1972. And it's probably green by now, probably too inside baseball for your listeners.
It's just important that everybody knows that you are a clarinetist not a brilliant lawyer and the head of Tanglewood for all these years.
No. Well, listen, every great city in certainly North America and Europe and now Asia has a concert hall. And we're very fortunate in Boston to have one of the great concert halls. But what makes the Boston Symphony absolutely unique is Tanglewood. There is one Tanglewood in the world. Every conductor that passes through, every artist that passes through, it is what makes us a very different type of orchestra.
Now I want to take you to Boston. What happened over there with the Esplanade the other night and the Lightning?
We are basically the act, so to speak, along with Jennifer Hudson. So those decisions are made by every conceivable entity involved in securing the United States is there. I mean, the Navy SEALs, the state, the city, the county, everyone has some role. So they thought there was a little bit too much electricity in the air, so they vacated.
Told everybody to go home.
And no, they told everyone to go into Sterile Drive Tunnel. So telling 500,000 people to go into Sterile Drive Tunnel. It was actually orderly, and we got the people out after the energy cleared. I got to tell you a quick story, one of my favorite stories about it. It was a little bit after, God forbid, 9/11, and I was sitting there with some of the security folks, and this guy who was responsible for the Air National Guard, there's a flyover with these F-15s, F-16s, and the flyover happens, and he comes up to me later. He says, you realize those planes are guarding, the various quadrants, they're guarding the airspace. And he says, I can get a plane down to the Esplanade in 5.8 seconds if I need to. And I said, and then what? I mean, it was right out of Dr. Strangelove. You got to look at the guy and say, you got half a million people on both banks of the Charles. Anyhow.
So all those people actually went into the tunnel?
Not all those people. Yeah. I mean, actually, as a kid growing up in the Midwest, and you're told, if there's a tornado, you look for a ditch, look for low ground.
Right.
And if there's lightning going around, you look for big open space. You get away from the structures. You look for a lawn that, because there are all sorts of trees and there are obviously big metal platforms where the speakers are hung and all of that. But we got through it and 5 million people saw it on television and 500,000 people were there and we had 50,000 people, 55,000 people over three nights for the James Taylor. So, what orchestra plays for 700,000 people what orchestral entity entertained 750,000 people in 3 days?
And speaking of really important things, there is, of course, the issue of a special medal to a special person.
Yeah, we're very, very pleased. This year we decided to create a Tanglewood medal. So our design team put together something, and we were so hopeful that Seiji could be with us. I've been talking to Seiji. We watch baseball games together. He's in Tokyo and I'm here. He's got it on his computer. And ultimately, he can't travel. He's still convalescing. He's still getting stronger. He had the cancer, and he had significant chemo, and he's now had another surgery on his back. So he's been through quite a bit. And he will be here in spirit. He'll be here on tape, but he can't be here in person. So I think John Williams and Yo-Yo, John in particular, will be on stage giving Seiji the first Tanglewood medal, and maybe there'll be more to follow.
So this is July 14th, and all of this is, of course, the 75th anniversary season. And I mean, obviously there's a marketing aspect to that, but it also, I assume, for you, gives you a chance to reflect a little bit on the mission of the place and what you've accomplished and how you keep that up.
Well, if you look at what we've done. I mean, we always have a certain reverence, a certain respect for our history. So we go back 75 years and we have digital downloads. Tony will talk more specifically about them in a few minutes. But we also look forward, and you know, there's content from the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s. But it's now being disseminated in the most contemporary of vehicles in terms of digital download format. And so we're very pleased, and we have a lot of the great masters featured, as we always do. We're leading off with the replication of the first concert ever played at Tanglewood, all Beethoven, but we have eight new pieces that are sort of interwoven into the fabric of the season. So there's the, you know, respect for the old, and you know, we basically, you know, it's a question of balancing tradition and innovation, which is always, you know, it's certainly highlighted in the 75th anniversary year. I have to share something with you, because there have been so much press. There was a great piece, great set of pieces in the Berkshire Eagle and the Boston Globe. The New York Times ran a full-page piece on Tanglewood, and there was a picture of the crowd early on, and I don't know if you can see. There is
a certain, yeah, look at that. You look right here on the radio.
Oh, look at
you
that.
Yeah.
You can't see it.
What year is that?
I think that was the beginning of the Tanglewood Festival.
That was 75 years ago?
And in this picture, you can see Alan Chartoff.
Yeah, young Alan, right there. Young Alan,
well, that's a bobblehead. That's what
No.
That's a real head.
And the rumor is Alan went back afterwards and found Copeland and Koussevitzky and asked for free tickets for the pledge drive. We can't substantiate that.
That was great.
That's very nice.
And he had his little umbrella on and a newspaper. Paper over his
and
head.
And we want to, by the way, now that you've mentioned that, we want to thank you for the great help that the Boston Symphony has given WAMC over the years. We couldn't do without you.
I always he took it right and I set him up as I always seem to do, and boom. I have to say I love coming out here, and I get to a point where I start losing BUR and GBH and finding you.
Yeah,
I
mean, Worcester. That's
a little Worcester. Bit outside of Worcester, but yeah. I catch you right there, and then you take me all the way home.
Let me ask you this: you mentioned other digital things. You're doing all kinds of interesting things now. You mentioned that Tony would talk about it, but people can access the symphony in a lot of different ways now.
Well, our concerts are now available online for a year after many of the concerts, not all of them, online for people who don't have the time to get here. And so we try, you know, our you know, obviously we want people and drive people to concerts and experience the communal dimension of a concert here at Tanglewood with Gestalt of Music and Nature and Symphony Hall and that great hall. But for those who can't come, you know, access is very much part of our focus, and so we want to reach. I mean, as I said, the last 4 or 5 days, we've reached over 5 million people.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. Did you major in political science before you went to law school?
I majored in making clarinet reeds. Where it got
you,
me.
Your music. You were. Music
I was a music major in undergraduate school, and after I lost my, I think, 13th audition. I was off playing in Seattle. My net worth was $600. I spent $500 going out there, and I played for 20 seconds. They said next. I turned to the, you know, next piece of music, and they said no, next. And at that point,
I'm going to law school.
I'm going to law school. I had my application out the next 3 days later. I was done with
that. The reason I ask you that question very quickly is that on the lawn. When you go on the lawn, and we were there the other night, it was wonderful. There's a certain international political flavor that goes on as people stake out territory and make sure that the interlopers don't step on your blanket.
Yeah, people establish boundaries. I love being on the lawn every once in a while. Most of the time, I'm in the
guns
shed.
Before people.
But it's hard to walk across the lawn. Because you don't want to violate anybody's airspace.
No,
because
no.
You don't know if they're, you know, you're right. We don't, you know.
They'll let you know.
They let you know. Yes. If you violate the turf.
By
they
look,
let you know. You know, and I just have to say, because on, what was it, Tuesday night when James Taylor and Taylor Swift were here. You were in the shed.
I was in the shed.
Right in front of me. And I just thought, you know, this isn't just another stop on a tour. This is something truly special and remarkable that was happening on that stage.
Well, I mean, when James approached Taylor about coming here, I mean, James plays all over the world.
Yeah.
And he's one of the great artists of his time. But he wants her here. He wants her to experience Tanglewood. I mean, that for him, as is the case with John Williams. John Williams could have celebrated his 80th birthday anywhere in the universe. You know, sure. Why not Hollywood? You know, sure. And he wanted it here. This is the spiritual home of music for John Williams. And I think James, I don't want to speak for James, but I think he has the same sentiment in his heart. And that's why he wanted Taylor Swift. You know, that's why he wants all these friends he's brought over the years to experience what he and what you all live in, and what we have the great fortune of being here through the course of the summer.
It was a beautiful evening, and I know the summer will be filled with beautiful evenings on the 75th anniversary. Mark Volpe is the managing director of the BSO. For more information on the BSO, the Pops, and of course Tanglewood, visit bso.org. bso.org. Mark Volpe, it's always a pleasure to have you with us. I thank you very, very much for being here, and have a wonderful season. We look forward to seeing you in a few weeks.
Yeah, well, thank you for being here.
Thank you. You're listening to the Roundtable's live broadcast from Tanglewood on WAMC.